Okay. So, right, yesterday we were discussing the question of Hanas Me'ayim and Hanas Grono, how that plays out in terms of Yom Kippur, and thereby, the implications thereof, and regarding which overall approach you take. This ends up being a very good litmus test for one's general approach to, is the Koveh for, Shel Achila, Maisa Achila, Yisur Bedaite, both. Fine. So basically yesterday we discussed three different approaches in terms of the Koveh for Yom Kippur. My first approach was that it was just Hanas Grono. Second approach was that it was just Hanas Me'ayim. And the third approach was that it was both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim. So while we analyzed the implications coming out of the first two approaches, we didn't have an opportunity to analyze this third approach, right? What are the conceptual implications coming out of this third approach that you require both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim? So we're going to just do that quickly, and then we're going to transition back to today's topic in terms of the relationship between Inui Shel Achila and Inui Shel Shtiyah. Fine. So basically, as we find within this third approach, again, right, that you need both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim, we're going to see two different versions of, in terms of what this approach thinks about, the geder of Inui Shel Achila. So I'll say the first version, we'll call it, 3A, is that the requirements for both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim, right, aligns with what we've been calling an approach, 2B, in the sense that you require both a Maisa Achila and Yisuvei Daite. And the way it aligns very nicely to say, right, what's the gather of Maisa Achila B'chol Torah Kula? Hanas Grono. So therefore you need the Hanas Grono to provide the Maisa Achila, and then you need the Hanas Me'ayim to provide the Yisuvei Daite. So again, I'll say this version 3A is to say that you need both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim to provide both the Maisa Achila with the Hanas Grono and the Yisuvei Daite with the Hanas Me'ayim. So again, that would align, these shitos with, general approach 2B that we've been developing, that again, the geder of Inui Shel Achila requires both a Maisa Achila and Yisuvei Daite. So
that was what the Afikei Yom said, right? He explained it this way.
Well, he was really going within the shita of Hanas Grono. Right, he has a different sheet.
The second way he's explaining Tosfos.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the approach 2B aspect of things, but he's going within a different shita. He's going within the shita that you only need Hanas Grono, and within that, he says that the Hanas Grono provides both. But this is within this third shita that you require both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim. So say that, one interpretation of this is that you need the Hanas Grono for the Maisa Achila, but assuming that Hanas Grono does not get you Yisuvei Daite, and you need Hanas Me'ayim to provide the Yisuvei Daite. So the first, of the third approach, or the first of the Mefarshim within the third approach who says this, I'll say the most clearly, is the Achiezer. Right, we read last time inside that the Reb Chaim Ozer and his Tshuvas Achiezer again adopts this approach, adopts this third approach that you need both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim. Therefore, it says Nafkamina. Therefore, there would be a kula to using an IV, right? Because since that bypasses the Hanas Grono, since then using an IV only has Hanas Me'ayim, therefore that's not the full Geder Ha'iser. But it's very important to focus, we didn't focus on last time, about Achiezer when developing this requirement of needing Hanas Me'ayim and Hanas Grono, he develops this need for both Yisuvei Daite and Amaisa Achila. So there he has this line, where basically, right after saying that you need the Hanas Me'ayim, presumably to provide the Yisuvei Daite, he says the reason why you need Hanas Grono is otherwise you wouldn't have Amaisa Achila. And his Lashon in the Tshuva is as follows. It's aval shelo b'derech achilas agaron, right? If you were to have Hanas Me'ayim without the Hanas Garon, then dulo havi Allah shem achila klal. Basically, the deficiency of Hanas Me'ayim alone is that Hanas Me'ayim alone is not defined as a Maisa Achila, and therefore you need Hanas Grono to provide the Maisa Achila. And therefore, because then, if you're right, you're not going to have a Maisa Achila, and he says, lo shayach b'zeh shum chiyav masha machnas losoch. And therefore, if you're lacking the Hanas Grono, then you're not going to have the full chiyuv, again, which requires both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim. The Achiezer then has to prove, so how do I know, right, the requirement for Yisuvei Daite, that's clear, right? The Gemara all over the place mentions the factor of Yisuvei Daite in conjunction with Inui Shel Achila. Question is, how do you know that there's a requirement of Maisa Achila for Inui Shel Achila? Again, I think Cole asked in the first day, was, You thought Yisur V'Daita should work alone. Where do you get this idea that you also need a Ma'isa Achila? So again, he goes back to the Gemara Nayin Dalet Amud Beis. Again, Gemara, which mentions all the drashos, which you know one can quickly gloss over, but he focuses on one of the drashos and says that one of these drashos is particularly indicative that you require a Ma'isa Achila. It's actually the one right after the Gemara that I had you read today. If you go back, if you go to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, you see three wide lines down. Right, so it says Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Anyone see that? Basically, I'll just read it quickly. Basically, Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. So there, what's the source that Inoy refers to Achila Midaraisa? It says Nemar Kan Inoy, V'Nemar Lalan Inoy. Right, use the lashon of Inoy here, and there's a similar usage of the word Inoy in a different context. Sama Lalan. Inoy ra'avon, afkan inoy ra'avon. Just like there, when it comes to the mun, right? The context is if you see Rashi, Dim Raskol b'nemer lahalon inoy. He says the Gemara is referring to the pasuk in Devarim v'yancha, v'yanech, right? V'yancha v'yarivecha. That basically, that without the mun, there would be in a state of affliction and hunger, and so that tells us, right? The Gemara is therefore darshaning that since the context there is man, is achila, that carries over. But the Reb Chaim Ozer points out, if you look at the next word in that pasuk, this is Devarim Perek Ches, pasuk Gimel, the full pasuk is Vayancha Vayarivecha, and what's the antidote to that inoy and that, that ra'avon? Is Vayachilcha Esaman Asher Lo Yadata. What's the antidote to the inoy? Is a Maisa achila of the man. So the Reb Chaim Ozer derives from that pasuk, again, that if that third drasha, right, is the makor for inoy shel achila, so there the pasuk itself mentions the lashon of achila. So there you have it, that, the gedder of inoy shel achila is not only based on yisuvei daite, based on the bitul inoy, as highlighted by the pasuk of v'yinis mesnaf shoseichem, but you also have this requirement of a ma'isa achila, as highlighted by this other drasha. So again, the Achiezer is the first mefarish within this third approach, that you need both, Hanaz Grono, Hanaz Me'ayim, again, who connects the Hanaz Grono to the requirement of needing a Ma'isa Achila in conjunction to the Yisuvei Daite. So the second Mefarish within this third approach, again, who also seems to, connect these both requirements for Hanaz Grono, Hanaz Me'ayim to needing both a Ma'isa Achila and Yisuvei Daite, is the Eglei Tal. So Eglei Tal, as we read inside yesterday, again, doesn't explicitly say this, but if you recall, the Eglei Tal has two makoros. Basically says, you see from the two makoros in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, interestingly, the other two makoros in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, he says, if you look at the other two makoros highlight, the need for both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. He says, Inoy Nefesh Shechayavin Allah B'malkam Acher. Again, right, the first drasha of the Gemara is how do we know that Inoy refers to Achila? Is the Gemara says, because the Inoy, which is Chayav in other contexts, right, which is referring to other contexts of Machal Sesiros. So the Eglei Tal says, oh, so that's the Makor that you need in Hanaz Grono, just like Shar Machal Sesiros. But if you now analyze that, although the Eglei Tal doesn't spell this out, but again, presumably, the Hanaz Grono by Shar Machal Sesiros is about a Ma'isa Achila. So the fact that the Eglei Tal quotes Shar Machal Sesiros as the makor for Hanaz Grono, so that implies that the Hanaz Grono relates to the requirement of a Ma'isa Achila, just like the Ma'isa Achila required by Shar Machal Sesiros. And then the second makor, which tells him about Yisuvei Daite, is the factor of, the Inoy Shehu Avedas HaNefesh, right? The Inoy which causes you, to die, basically, and that's says the Eglei Tal, that refers to, Hanas Me'ayim, because it's the lack of sustenance, the lack of satiation, which causes someone, to die out of, hunger, out of starvation. And therefore, again, those are the two makoros. But in short, again, the Hanas Me'ayim is all about satiation, is all about Yisuvei Daite, but the makor for the Hanas Grono is Shar Machal Sesiros, implying that the Koveya is a Ma'isa Achila. Fine. So the third Raya to this approach 3a, again, the requirement for both Grono and Me'ayim is that you both require both Yisuvei Daite and the Ma'isa Achila, is the Imek Bracha, which I had you see exactly at the beginning of the Imek Bracha. So in the Imek Bracha,
good name.
Okay. So Imek Bracha, again, in Yom Kippur, Oz Biz. So he interestingly interprets the Minchas Chinuch in a certain way. Again, remember the Minchas Chinuch is one of the Shitos who holds that you require both, Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. Like, I remember the Minchas Chinuch's Raya that you need Hanaz Grono in addition to Hanaz Me'ayim is the requirement of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says the only reason why you have would have a requirement of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras is if there was a requirement of Hanaz Grono. So Emek Bracha, the way he interprets Minchas Chinuch, that he views Hanaz Grono as synonymous with the factor of Maisa Achila. Right? If you recall the Emek Bracha's presentation, is that it's clear from the Minchas Chinuch that he requires a Maisa Achila, right, in conjunction to the Yisuvei Daite, and the Emek Bracha goes on to reject it, right, we'll get to this later, right, he ends up proving that you see from the Inoy of Shtia, right, whose shear is Kimlo Lugmav, which is less than Revius, so you see in the context of Inoy Shel Shtia, that you don't require a Maisa Shtia. So therefore, that proves the Minchas Chinuch wrong, that the Minchas Chinuch is wrong when it comes to Inoy Shel Achila. It must be that Inoy Shel Achila also doesn't have a requirement of a Maisa Achila. So we'll get back to that Raya, where he's bringing Raya from Inoy Shel Shtia to Inoy Shel Achila, which is going to be important for our next issue. But just for our purposes now, it's clear that the way the Emek Bracha understands the Minchas Chinuch, right, who adopts his third approach, is that you need the Hanaz Grono for a Maisa Achila, and then you have Hanaz Me'ayim for Yisuvei Daite. So again, the Emek Bracha's understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, again, is in line with this approach 3a, that you have the Hanaz Grono for a Maisa Achila, and then Hanaz Me'ayim for Yisuvei Daite. Fine. It should be noted, and we'll get to this in a couple shirim, the Emek Bracha's interpretation of the Minchas Chinuch is not necessarily, you know, muchrach, right? It's not necessarily the case that, you know, that Hanaz Grono, you know, and thereby the requirement of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras is all about a Maisa Achila, but we'll get back to that later. So again, Sa'ad Kano is the approach, we'll call it 3a, that the requirement of both Grono and Me'ayim is that you require both a Maisa Achila and Yisuvei Daite, again, which aligns with the, you know, general approach, you know, 2b.
It's the Emek Bracha only holds that it's Hanaz Me'ayim.
So I'm just quoting the Emek Bracha's interpretation of the Minchas Chinuch. So it's the Emek Bracha's interpretation of the Minchas Chinuch that he requires both Grono and Me'ayim to supply both Yisuvei Daite and Maisa Achila. The Emek Bracha himself only thinks there's only one din of Yisuvei Daite. He rejects the requirements of a Maisa Achila. Fine. So moving on to the second version, we'll call it 3b, is that perhaps, and we're going to see this is the approach of the Ksav Sofer, that perhaps the requirement for both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, that it's not that you need that to supply both a Maisa Achila and Yisuvei Daite, but perhaps both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim are required to provide the necessary Yisuvei Daite. Right? Again, both, meaning that there, again, this is going to align with the general approach 2a. Again, the lone koveya for Inoy Shel Achila of Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daite. Oh, so then why would you need both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim? So it's possible that both of those Hanos are required to supply the sufficient level of Yisuvei Daite.
Based on what you're eating or drinking.
What?
Based on what you're eating.
Exactly. That you need both, right, the level of Bittul Inoy, the level of Yisuvei Daite required to violate, you know, the Inoy of Achila and Shtia is one which has both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. So again, we can come back to this a little later, but this seems to be the approach of the tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. Again, we saw last time the Ksav Sofer was one of the Mefarshim who adopts this third approach, that you need both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. But again, it's interesting that in Dira Maschil, right, in that same tshuva, Ksav Sofer, there's Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, right, tshuva Kuf Yud Zayin. So there in Dira Maschil, right, Va'achar, right, he develops this idea that he's referring to both, right, when he's discussing the issue of Inoy Shel Achila, he basically formulates everything in terms of Yisuvei Daite. There's no reference at all to Maisa Achila, that everything is about Yisuvei Daite, and he analyzes the requirement of, you know, both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim in terms of, you know, the shear of Yisuvei Daite required. And therefore, if you put that together with the Shita, the Ksav Sofer ends up holding that you need both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, so what ends up emerging is that he needs both Grono and Me'ayim to supply, you know, the necessary Yisuvei Daite. Again, they're both Shi'urim in Yisuvei Daite, but nothing to do with a ma'is achil. And again, this pshat in the Ksav Sofer is going to be important for the second half of Shir. But just to read this, I'll just read the relevant passage inside. This is within the Shuvah Ksav Sofer. Again, the following is the lashon of the Ksav Sofer. Again, when he's analyzing the different hanos, specifically in terms of Yisuvei Daite. He says, "Ubiyom Kippurim, the lo ksiv achila." Right? Since there's no reference to achila, v'talya b'yisuvei daite, therefore everything is talya on yisuvei daite. V'shi'aru chachamim v'chachmasam d'lo mi'as v'das ad b'kikoseves. Right, that they determined that the shir was all koseves based on that being the shir of yisuvei daite. V'yish ladun, and therefore the following is an introduction to the whole discussion of hanaz grono versus hanaz me'ayim. And again, it's telling that the way he analyzes the two options hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim is all in terms of yisuvei daite. This is Vish, right? Ladin, Vish, right? I guess it's really Vish Ladin, im ikka yusuve das, bahanaz grono olo. And the question is going to be, does hanaz grono alone supply the necessary yusuve daita? The im ikka yusuva das, gam bahanaz grono. And if it were true that hanaz grono supplied the necessary Yisuvei Das, then Gamal Reish Lakish, that even Reish Lakish, the Svirle, the Choli Yisurim, the Achila, the Ksiva B'Tora, Davka Anas Me'ayim, to Lo Asra Torah Rak Achila Gizu, therefore even Reish Lakish, who generally thinks that the Geder of a Maisa Achila is Hanas Me'ayim, but if he agreed that in terms of Yisuvei Daite, Hanas Grono supplied the Yisuvei Daite, then even Reish Lakish should be Mode. Again, highlighting that the lone Koveya for Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daite. So therefore, it doesn't matter what your geder of ma'isa achila. And therefore, even Reish Lakish, who's magder of ma'isa achila in terms of hanaz me'ayim, he would agree that hanaz grono would be koveya as long as he held that hanaz grono supplied the necessary yisuvei daite. Aval b'yom ha'kippurim detalya b'yisuv hadas. But again, back to Yom Kippur, the lone koveya is yisuvei daite. Right, b'yisuv hadas purta kirega, as long as you have a minimal amount of yisuvei daite. The Gam Reish Lakish mode de Banaz Grono Talia given the kip came the kapta Torah Shi Muuna Baha Ina Muuna. Again, this whole presentation of the Ksav Sofer that the lone koveya is Yisuvei Daite, and therefore it doesn't matter what you think the geder of Maisa Achila is, whatever the koveya for Yisuvei Daite is, that can be koveya. And therefore when the Ksav Sofer in a couple paragraphs later ends up concluding that you need both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, it would seem, right, that you should interpret that requirement in light of his introduction, that again, those both end up being required to provide Yisuvei Daite, again, because that's the lone koveya. So again, what comes out of the Ksav Sofer, again, is called version 3b, that again, even if you require both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, that both those requirements are all a din in the single requirement of Yisuvei Daite. Okay. So far, so good? Okay, so Adkan is basically our discussion of Hanaz Grono versus Hanaz Me'ayim. Again, but this Ksav Sofer we're going to see is going to become relevant shortly. So again, so the fourth of the impacted issues that we need to discuss is the issue of the relationship between the Inui of Achila and the Inui of Shtiyah. Again, we're going to see right now that there be a number of Mikoros in the Gemara and the Mishnah which basically imply that while these seem to be two different actions, they're really one single inur. Again, they have the same makor, it's the same in the count of five inuyim, they're all considered one inui, and we'll discuss, the conceptual ramifications of that as well. So let's just quickly go through the different makoros, which highlight this idea that really the inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah are really one. So first, go to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Again, in the context of the Makoros, or the Gemara is trying to derive the Makor, are trying to derive from various Makoros the din of Inui Shel Achila. So if you see three skinny lines up, Vim Navshech Lomer, would you mind, Benjamin, reading for us?
Vim Navshech Lomer, Hari Omer, Vavadi Asanefesh Ahi, Inui Shehu Avid Asanefesh. Ze Achila Vishtia.
That's right, so what's this Makor?
So you have the Chiyuv Paris on Yom Kippur is something that if you don't do it, you're going to die.
Exactly. So here, the first time that the Gemara basically groups together, right, from a single makor, you have both inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah, implying again that they're one in the same. So another important Gemara for this, which has the same type of idea, is if you flip to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So there, when the Gemara is trying to count out you know, give various makoros for the hey inuyim. The Gemara points out if you count the inuyim in the Mishnah, there seem to be six, not five. Anyone want a Moshe? Would you mind reading for us? Ayin vav amud aleph. This is the, you know, the two dots towards the, you know, I would say four wide lines down. It says aser b'achila, the two dots.
So these five inuim are against one, I guess, in the psukim.
Exactly.
So the Amar of Chista connected the inuim to the four. You know, just to say, the Chista had stated before that these are the connected the five inuim that we find in the Torah. Uva Asor, which is one, after Asor two, Shabbat Shabbaton three, Shabbat Shabbaton four, meaning we have two Shabbat Shabbaton, but Itala had five.
Exactly.
Hani Chamisha, Uva Anan, Shitatan.
All right, so this is the relevant question. What's the Gemara?
Meaning, we find five in the Pesukim. Now, don't we have in the Mishnah, don't we have four? Because we have a
don't we have six?
Don't we have six?
Exactly. The Gemara answers.
So, Shtiyah b'chal achila, meaning Shtiyah and achila are the same, are basically the same pasuk, are the same inoy. So, they learned that one also.
Okay, for now, right, so the Gemara goes on to give the different makoros, which you saw in Seder, in terms of what's the makor that shtia is b'chal achila. So again, this is yet another Gemara when it deals with the makoros, trying to derive the inuyim. The Gemara is clearly saying that achila and shtia share a single makor because they are basically one and the same. Because shtia is b'chal achila. So that's all in the Gemaras, both Gemaras, Ayin Dalam Beis and Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Again, when deriving right the makor for Inuy Shalachil and Shtiyah, it says they can have one, they can share a single makor because they seem to be one din. So now, if you turn to the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, right here you have, you know, halachic nafgamina of the fact that both Achila and Shtiyah share a single makor. Let's see what he meant. So there's the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph.
So, Acho Veshasa Behelam Echad, so you ate and drank in one forgetting.
Eno
Chayev Elachatas Achas, you're only Chayev one Chatas.
Right, this is in contrast to the next one, which says.
Acho Veshasa Malacha, but if you ate and did a Malacha, Chayev Shtei.
Yeah. Shtei Chatas.
Shtei Chatas.
Right, so. Right, so basically, the Isra Malacha and Inuy are two distinct Averos, but when it comes to Achila and Shtia, that they're one Aver. So what does Rashi there say? It's Rashi in the Mishnah, Eino Chayev. Right, Achila and Shtiyah are one because they really have one makor, as you saw both in Ayin Dalet Amaviz and Ayin Vav Amal. So again, so all these makoros seem to imply, you know, clearly, there's a clearly, you know, really clearly tell us that the inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah are really one inu. So now when we come to analyze the relationship between Achila and Shtiyah, we're going to see there can be two different approaches in terms of whether Achila and Shtiyah are going to share the same exact gather. So the first approach is that, yeah, they share the same exact gather. And as you would imagine, this seems to be the Pashat Pshat. And if Inoy of Achila and Inoy of Shtiyah have exactly the same makor, and right, if you do both at the same time, it's considered one Avera, and therefore there's only one Chatas. So one would assume that they should have exactly the same Gedder, right? And therefore, in terms of like the broader issue, in terms of Gedder that we've been discussing, in terms of whether the Koveya is a Maisa Achila, or it's a Suvei Daite, or a combination of both, again, we would seemingly assume, right, you would presume that whatever a particular Mefarish, you know, assumes in regards to Achila, they would have to assume for Shtiyah as well, right? If a particular Mefarish accepts approach number one, that, you know, that the Inoy Bachila is, the Din is a Maisa Achila, so in that same Mefarish should similarly hold that the Koveya for Inoy Shal Shtiyah is a Maisa Shtiyah. And similarly, if, you know, if a particular Rishon, a particular Mefarish thinks that the Geder for Inoy Shal Achila is Yisuvei Daite, and the same thing should be by the Inoy of Shtiyah, that it should be Yisuvei Daite. And similarly, given, you know, what we just did, you know, the last 2 days, that the question of the Koveya of Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, right, that those very much relate, you know, to the more basic, you know, fundamental question of the Geder of the Inuy in terms of, you know, Maisa Achila and Yisuvei Daite, right, given that, you know, the question of whether Hanaz Grono versus Hanaz Me'ayim or a combination is required, that is directly related to, you know, a particular in Mefarish's perspective in terms of the Geder of Inoy as being a Maisa Achila or being a Yisuvei Daite or both. So given that, you know, the connection between those two different issues, so one would assume that whichever hana'a is koveya for achila, that same hana'a should be koveya for shtia. Again, the Tikla Mefarish thinks that all you need is hana'as me'ayim for achila, so then the same din should apply to shtia, also only requires hana'as me'ayim, and I think you get the point. So therefore, given the background of the Gemara and the Mishnayos, you would expect that there wouldn't be any, you know, fundamental distinctions between achila and shtia. Again, they should share the same geder, and they should also share the same, you know, geder in terms of hanas me'ayim and grono. So this is definitely the normative approach. And again, if you don't find otherwise, this is definitely the way to assume. Most people would assume, but just happens to be just one mefarish who highlights this is the Enek Bracha. Again, one mefarish who highlights that the geder for inoy shel achila and the geder of inoy shel shtia is the same, is the Emek Bracha. Because again, as we hinted to, as sort of, you know, spelled out before, what's the Emek Bracha's raya against the inoy shel achila, right, not being a din in emaisa achila? What's his raya? Exactly. Right, he says, the fact that the inoy shel shtia is not a bad emaisa shtia, as proven by what? That it's sheer malugmav, which is less than the sheer of revias, which is the geder of ma'aseh shtia b'chol Torah Kula. So he says the fact that inu shel shtia is not a ma'aseh shtia, right? Because you didn't drink enough to constitute a ma'aseh shtia, because you only had malugmav, which is smaller than revias. So Emek Bracha just assumes, as Devar Pashit, that right mide inu shel shtia nishma li inu shel achila. Just like we prove that inu shel shtia is not a bad ma'aseh achila, a ma'aseh shtia. So the same thing carries over to inoy shel achila, that too is not based on a maisa achila. So again, the Emek Bracha is a clear, you know, manifestation, a clear highlight of this normative approach. That again, the inoyim of achila and shtia have to share the same exact gather. So it makes sense to carry over from one to the other because they have the same akaros, it's the same type of avera. Therefore, you can learn from one to the other. Says the Emek Bracha, I think it's like a great highlight of the equation between the inuyim of achila and shtia. And again, one more point is that therefore within this first understanding that the inuyim of achila and shtia really share the same fundamental gather because they have the same core. According to this approach, if you find any distinctions between, you know, the gather of achila and shtia, they have to be quantitative technical distinctions, right? And what's a good raya to this? I mean, what's a good, you know, example of this? The Gemara on Pei on the base. And when the Gemara is trying to understand the distinction between shtia, which is subjective, which is relative, right? It's the shear of kumula lugma, which is relative to a person, right? The bigger the person, the bigger the shear, right? The Gemara basically asks that you don't have that parallel subjective shear when it comes to achila. Because what's the shear for achila? Kikosevis, right? And that's a one objective shear which applies to all types of people. So again, let's just see this inside. Again, this is Pei Amid Beis. And this is the first maskiv. Yeah. Tommy, you want to read for us? This is Gemara Pei Amid Beis. Second line is maskiv la Reb Zeira.
Maskiv la Reb Zeira. Maishna achila de kol chad v'chad b'kakotevet, and maishna shtia de kol chad v'chad b'ridei. So why by achila everyone has like one shear which is kakotevet, and by shtia depends on the person's body size.
Yeah. So before we even get to the answer, so even the question, you know, is indicative, right? The fact that the Gemara is asking, like, oh, what's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? If there are two different, you know, if there are two distinct inuyim, you wouldn't be able to compare them. So even the Gemara's question implies that there should be a certain equation between inuy shel achila and inuy shel shtia. And therefore, if you have any discrepancies, it's a valid question to raise in terms of why are there any discrepancies. Now let's see the answer. The answer is going to be technical.
They evaluate that the person only gets satisfied with hakotevet and not less than this. The shtia b'didei mit vadati, but the shtia depends on the person. The shear that applies to your friend doesn't apply to you.
Exactly. So, right, so the question clearly highlighted an equation between them, and even the answer is very much technical. It's basically saying that in a Chanami, fundamentally, the koveya for both shiurim is yisubei daite. The only difference is it just technically manifests itself differently in these different contexts, right? The yisubei daite, you know, by achila is technically different than the yisubei daite by achila. So again, this gemara is a good highlight of the notion that within the, let's say, the normative approach that the geder for achila and shtia should really fundamentally should be the same, and therefore if you find any distinctions, they're going to be really technical distinctions. Fine. This brings us to the second mechudosh approach of the Chassam Sofer, right? The Chassam Sofer quoted by his son, the Ksav Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer develops that, right, despite everything we've been developing, right, that there should be an equation between achila, the inoy of achila, the inoy shel shtia, Chassam Sofer holds that in terms of the geder of hanas grono and hanas me'ayim, that there is a distinction between the koveya for achila and the koveya for shtia. Or we pointed out before that for the Chassam Sofer, at least according to the Ksav Sofer, the koveya for inoy shel achila is what in terms of the hana, in terms of the hanas, he requires both, right? The Chassam Sofer, according to the Ksav Sofer, requires both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim.
Is that just an understanding of the Ksav Sofer, or is that really what we're going to try to...
Well, it's according to the Ksav Sofer. That's the Ksav Sofer's understanding, seemingly, of the Chassam Sofer. That Hanaz, that Inoy Shel Achila requires both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim. But yet, the Chassam Sofer thinks, and we'll get to the right in a second, that what's the Koveya for Shtia? Of the two, Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, which is the Koveya for Shtia? Hanaz Grono. Right? He thinks that while Inoy of Achila requires both Grono and Me'ayim, the lone Koveya for Inoy Shel Shtia is Hanaz Grono. So what's his first Raya, let's say, from our Masechta? Anyone remember? What? Exactly. So, please, Philip, if you don't mind reading the next maskif. All right, the Gemara, right after mentioning the chilik between achila and shtia is in yisuvei daite, the Gemara asks a question, like, is that really true, that the yisuvei daite for all people, no matter what your size, it's going to be kikos eves? So, the maskif of the Reb Zera. Is it possible that the same amount which is going to satiate? Oh, so that's the key line here.
How much does the Yeshiva Das last for?
Exactly. How long does it last for?
Og Mal Chavashon goes right away, right? You could eat it, get to Yeshiva Das, but it ends right away because everyone else,
exactly. So that's based on this interpretation of Tuva and Purta as being the length of time that the Yisuvei Daite lasts. That's based on the Tosefes Yom Kippurim that I had you read. Again, it's interesting Tosefes Yom Kippurim in terms of his back and forth. But for our purposes, the end of the Tosefes Yom Kippurim is the important part where he basically says, where he interprets this Tuva and Purta as referring to how long it lasts. So what's the kasha that the Chassam Sofer raises? Meaning, why don't you have the same factor of Tuva and Purta? But what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that when it comes to the Inui Shel Achila, you can have the same shear for people of completely different sizes because, you have a base shear is the same for everybody. The amount that's going to satiate someone, it's going to generate Yisuvei Daite is the same for everyone, i.e. Kikos Eves. And the only difference between the size of people is only going to impact how long that satiation, how long that Yisuvei Daite lasts. The obvious question is, why don't you now plug that in back to Shtia? Say the same thing. Before we said, different people require different levels of Yisuvei Daite. But why don't you say the same exact thing? The Yisuvei Daite for everybody, for Shtia, should be the same, same amount. And then the only difference between how big you are will depend on how long that satiation lasts you. So why don't you have the same factor of Purta and Tuva carry over to Shtia to say that too should have an objective shear, and it too shouldn't be, it shouldn't have a subjective relative shear, just like Achila. So what's his answer? What does Chassam Sofer derive from that?
To only have
exactly. Because he says this idea, as we've been developing the other day, this idea of there being like a long-lasting, you know, hana, yisubei dainte, that is limited to the hana of me'ayim. Because the hana of me'ayim, which is about satiation, that is a lingering impact, right? You are satiated for different amounts of time. When it comes to hana's grono, that's a momentary, fleeting hana. It passes through your mouth, and that gives you hana, but once, the second later, it's not there anymore. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the fact that the Gemara only mentions this factor of purta and tuva, which relates to how long the satiation lasts, the fact that the Gemara only has that factor in the context of inoy, of achila, that highlights that only the inoy of achila is based on hanas me'ayim, which is subject to lasting different amounts of time. Masha Enkin, the Gemara does not have it in the context of inoy of shtia, because says the Chasam Sofer, there's a raya that the inoy of shtia is limited to the anaz grono, and therefore this factor of tuva and purta is not shayach, because there's no, right, there's no concept of the anaz grono, you know, lasting, you know, for long, for different amounts of time.
It could be the amount that they get in that second, though. It could be like he gets in this 1 second in his garden, he gets this amount of hana, and then and the smaller guy gets this amount of hana. So it could really be all the same shear.
One more time?
Meaning the whole idea is that since it's a din in the garden, so there's going to be a different shear per person because that's going to be so fleeting. But within the fleeting moments of their hana, you can still say one person gets more hana than the next.
Well, that's the point.
No, but then you just make it one shear. Just, I'll make it a revius. And Og Mechvash gets a tiny bit of hana, and then I get a much larger amount of hana in that second.
Yes, he's assuming that the different in the fleeting, in that fleeting hana's grono, that different depending on the size of the person, that will depend whether you hit the threshold of Yisubi that day. All right, that's an assumption that he's making. Fine, so that's the Chasam Sofer's raya from our Gemara, but he also brings another raya from a different Gemara that the koveya for shtia is only Hanaz Grono. What's that Raya? What's the other Gemara?
The Yain.
By Gemara and Sukkah. Right? There's the Gemara in Sukkah, Memtes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says what about Yain?
Yeah, the Hanaz that a person gets from wine, it's not an Hanaz milk, it's an Hanaz that you don't need to sip, you need to sip it and enjoy it. In the
grono. Exactly. It's all about Hanaz Grono. Again, the line of the Gemara, the short line, it says, Kisaveya Inish Chamra, right? Someone is being satiated from wine, mi grone saveya. The enjoyment, the hana, is limited to his garment. And if you see Rashi there, right, Rashi Diraslam Migrone, again he spells this out and he says, yeah, when it comes to wine and presumably, all shtia, so that's all about the hana's grono. But Rashi contrasts that with Achila, where he says, when it comes to Achila, that's about Miloi Keres, right, Kreso. That's all about the Hanas Me'ayim, the Hana related to your stomach. So again, this is a second Raya, that when it comes to, right, Shtia, in contrast to Achila, right, the focus of Shtia is all on Hanas Grono, but not on Hanas Me'ayim. The idea of Hanas Me'ayim is limited to the Inoy of Achila. Yeah.
It's also Mashmah from Rashi that he holds that Oichlin is only Hanos Me'ayim, not Hanas Grono.
Okay. I hear. Interesting. I hear. Because he's saying in context of Achil, he only talks about Miloi Kresa. Interesting. That's important. So what's the obvious question that we have to ask in the Chasam Sofer? We just developed, and we saw all the Mikoros, which basically seem to say that, fundamentally, the Inuyim of Achila and Shtia should be the same. But now you have the Chasam Sofer developing that similarly, and on a fundamental level, right, we've been developing the last 2 days, the question of Hana's grono versus Hana's me'ayim, right, gets to the core of, the gedder of the din. And yet, the Chasam Sofer seems to be mechalik between inuy, the inuyim of Achila and Shtia, similarly on a fundamental level. So the obvious question of the Chasam Sofer is, given the fact that the inuyim of Achila and Shtia share the same makor, and right, if you do them behelam echad, you're only chayav achas. Right? All that implies that fundamentally they should be equated. So the obvious question is, how is the Chasam Sofer being mechalei between the inuyim of achila and shtia? And similarly, in terms of a fundamental question of whether the koveya is both, hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim, which he says is a requirement for achila. But while when it comes to shtiyah, he says only hanaz grono. We've been saying that such a distinction between hanaz grono only versus hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim can reflect major fundamental distinctions in terms of the gather of the inui. So how can we understand, you know, the Chasam Sofer, who seems to really be mechalik fundamentally between achila and shtiyah, in light of all the makoros which seem to say that fundamentally achila and shtiyah are equated? So that's the obvious question that we have to address when it comes to the Chasam Sofer. Right, everyone understand the question? Again, in short, all the makoros before implied that fundamentally inuyim of achila and shtiyah are equated, then how can the Chasam Sofer have such a fundamental chiluk in regards to, you know, the koveya of hanaz grono versus hanaz grono versus hanaz me'ayim? So it's possible, yeah?
What are the maximum established chiluk between achila and shtiyah or
Well, in terms of hanaz grono versus hanaz me'ayim. Meaning, like, let's say you have a kid, let's say, you know, all the nafkamina, the nafkamina that you had in Chulin. Right? Acho chatzizayas, v'hikiyov, chazer v'acho chatzizayas. Or...
So the same thing with the drink.
Exactly. For the drink, or if it's bein achani chayim, somehow, you know, the drink got stuck in your mouth, if that's possible, you know, that would be koveya, that would be sufficient for shtiyah, but not for achil. So again, that's a major, major nafkamina. So I'd like to suggest that if you put the two Ksav Sofers together, we might have an answer. Right, in the beginning of Shira, we pointed out that while most people understood, right, the approach which required both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim as basically saying that you require both a Maisa Achila and a Maisa and a Yusuve Daite, right, that's the way most people understood it. We were calling it 3A. The Ksav Sofer we developed before had the unique version of the call, we call it 3B, that he held that even if you hold of both require both hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim, both the hanaz grono and hanaz me'ayim are just shi'urim in yisuve daite. So in light of that ksav sofer, again, if you put the ksav sofer, you know, in line with the chasam sofer, his father, you can basically say as follows. That specifically because of the Ksav Sofer's approach, that no matter what you say about Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, it's all a way of approximating Yisuve Daite. So to do that specifically for the Ksav Sofer and the Chasam Sofer, to say that for Achila you require both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, that, and say that, right, despite that, Shtiyah only requires Hanaz Grono, that's not such a fundamental distinction. If you failed and Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim indicated, you know, that you need Maisa Achila plus Yisuve Daite. And then if you had the contrast to Shtiyah, which only required Hanaz Grono, then that would indicate that only requires a Maisa Achila, not Yisuve Daite. So that would be a fundamental distinction between the Inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah, and therefore that would be problematic, because that would go against all the evidence which implied that they share the same Makor, and they therefore share the same Gedder. But according to the Ksav Sofer, that even... Right, when you require both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, that those are just Shi'urim in Yisuve Daite, so we can say that even though Inuy of Achila has both Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, while Inuy Shel Shtiyah only has Hanaz Grono, that's not a fundamental distinction. That's just different applications of the same Yisod of Yisuve Daite. But really, the Koveya for both Inuy of Achila and Inuy of Shtiyah is a single factor of Yisuve Daite. It's just that Yisuve Daite is technically, you know, is technically manifests itself differently for Achila and Shtiyah. Just like the Gemara and Peyam and Beis said there was a slight difference in Yisuve Daite, right, in terms of, right, whether the shear is relative, right? Where the Gemara says, Koko Seves, the objective shear is Miyasev Daite for all people, while, you know, Shtiyah needs a relative shear of Kumlo Lugmav because its Yisuve Daite is, you know, quantitatively different. You can say the same thing for the Ksav Sofer. It's the same idea. That the koveya for both inuyim of achila and shtiyah are both yisuve daite, we'll call approach 2A, that we've been developing, you know, all along. It's really approach 2A, that it's a lone koveya of yisuve daite. And just the yisuve daite manifests itself differently for achila and shtiyah. That's like a technical difference, once you understand, according to the Ksav Sofer Lishitaso, that even the requirements of both grono and me'ayim are all just shiurim in yisuve daite. And again, I think this also works out well with the Chasam Sofer's Raya from Sukkah. Again, the Raya from Sukkah, he's not talking, that's a completely general context of Sviya. That's not specific to Yom Kippur. Again, but in light of this, the distinction between shtia and achila is just a general chiluk in terms of how yisuvei daite, how svia manifests itself differently between achila and shtia. Understood? Make sense? Okay, just one last thing from the Chasam Sofer that it should be noted, I was discussing with a bunch of guys, that while the Chasam Sofer seems to have a really great raya from the Gemara in Sukkah, right? Gemara basically says that shtia is, you know, relates to grono, so the question is, how can everybody else who, right, we pointed out the normative shita is that whatever you think is the koveya for achila will carry over to shtia. So it's like the normative approach we're developing before that, you know, who thinks that, you know, we're calling approach number three before, who thinks that achila requires both anaz grono and anaz mehaim, right? And if you assume that that carries over to the inoy of shtia, that'll to say that, you know, if shtia also requires anas grono and anas me'an. The question is, so how will that approach understand the Gemara and Sukkah, which seems to explicitly limit the yisuvei daite, the svia associated with shtia, to grono? So we pointed out, I feel like I forgot who said this, but basically it's very important. What is the specific context in the Gemara and Sukkah? What type of shtia is being referred to? What?
Svia.
No, that's another chalik. But what's the particular liquid being talked about? Wine. So it's possible to suggest that the other mefarshim who argue in the Chasam Sofer and think that, no, that the koveya of shtia is also hanas, both hanas grono and hanas me'ayim, the way they're going to learn that Gemara and Sukkah is by saying two ways. One way for them to learn the Gemara and Sukkah is to say that Gemara is limited to chamra, is limited to wine. And it's even mistaver, right? You know, wine is not generally drunk to, you know, fill yourself up. It's, you know, it's a certain taste. Tanaz grono. So it could be that there's other mefarshim can understand the Gemara and limit that to wine. That's one way of understanding, one way to be marcha the raya from Sukkah. And Binyamin and Yitzi had another way of being marcha the raya by being mechalik between one and what? Exactly. Just like we developed in Pesha Urim, that there might be fundamental distinctions between Sviya and Yisuvei Daite. So it could very well be that right, the Gemara there in Sukkah is focused specifically on Sviya. So one can say, and one could be mechalik between the Koveya of Sviya, which might be Anaz Grono alone, and the Koveya for Yisuvei Daite, which might require both Anaz Grono and Anaz Me'ad. So again, those are just two different ways to deflect the raya from Sukkah, which seems to be a foolproof raya, that the lone koveya for shtia is hanas grono. We're pointing out either if you mechalik between wine and other shtios, or if you mechalik between svia and yisuvei daite, those are two ways to deflect the raya from Sukkah. Question? Okay, fine. Any other questions? I know it's a little, being outside is a little hard, but okay. So last thing, basically, now that we developed that when it comes to the relationship between the inuyim of achila and shtia, they're really fundamentally they're the same, right? And for sure, if they share the same gedar, that works out very nicely. And we pointed out even the Chasam Sofer, who says they have different gedarim, we're trying to explain why. But even despite the different gedarim in terms of anas grono and anas me'ayim, we're still saying that fundamentally they still share the same gedar for Chasam Sofer, being yisuvei daite. So again, in light of this background, that really the inuyim of achila and shtia fundamentally share the same koveya, so now, today, for the rest of today, and going into tomorrow, we're going to discuss a number of various impacted issues, you know, brought up in the Gemara, which relate to this factor of the relationship between achila and shtia. So the first one I'd like to discuss, and with this we'll close, is the comparing and contrasting the shiurim of shtia and the shir of achila. Meaning, we saw already a couple of shiurim ago, that when it comes to achila, everyone agrees that the shir for achila is kikosevas agasa, right? That's clear in the Mishnah, and the Gemara never brings any dissenting, you know, tonight. But when it comes to the shir of shtia, the Gemara on Pei Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, brings a whole range of shitos in terms of what is the shir of shtia. So just to quickly go through a number of the shitos and try to figure out whether the parallel to achila. Alright, so one of the shitas when it came to the shear of shtia was, namely the shita of Beis Shammai, was that the shear for shtia is revius. And we developed earlier that according to Beis Shammai, that the shear for the inoy of shtia is revius, that seems to highlight that the koveya for inoy shel shtia is a ma'aseh shtia. And therefore he invokes the shear of revius, which is the shear for ma'aseh shtia, the kol Torah kula. The question we now have to ask ourselves is, if Beis Shammai holds that the shear of shtia is revius, based on the shear ma'aseh shtia b'chol Torah kula, so why don't you ever find Beis Shammai arguing, in terms of the shear of achila, to reject kikosevas agasa and say, oh, we should also invoke the shear ma'aseh achila b'chol Torah kula of kizayis. So again, once we develop that fundamentally the inuim of achila and shtia are the same, so you should there should be an equation here that just like the shear of shtia is revius based on the shear of ma'aseh shtia b'chol Torah kula, similarly that should carry over. The Beis Shammai should similarly hold that the shear of achila should be shear kizayis, which is a shear for a ma'aseh achila b'chol Torah kula. So I think the answer to this question relates to that emek bracha that we pointed out. Right, and the question is going to be whether the shear of Yisuvei Daitei is larger or smaller than the shear of a Ma'aseh Shtia / Ma'aseh Achila b'chol Torah kula. Namely, when it comes to Achila, right? Kikoseva Sagasa, which is adjusted for Yisuvei Daitei, that is larger or smaller than the shear of Gezias? Larger, right? So perhaps we're going to say that although Beis Shammai holds that the fundamental koveya for both achila and shtia is the ma'aseh achila, but when it comes to achila, right, he can hold that the fundamental koveya is a ma'aseh achila, but we can adjust, as we pointed out, right, within approach number one, who thinks that the koveya is ma'aseh achila, still holds that because of the gezeiras hakasa of inoy versus achila, that you can adjust that shear ma'aseh achila to the shear of Yisuvei Daitei for Kikoseves. But when it comes to shtia, if we were to say that you should adjust the shear of a ma'aseh shtia to the shear of Yisuvei Daitei, what would that end up doing? You would change it from a revius to what? To kimelo lugmav. And then you would lose your ma'aseh shtia because as we developed in the past, the shear of Kimelo Lugmav, the shear of Yisuvei Daitei, is smaller than the shear of Revius. So it could be that the reason why you have a discrepancy between Achila and Shtia about whether the shear is a shear of Yisuvei Daitei or whether it's a shear of Ma'aseh Achila, that's based on the discrepancy of whether the shear of Yisuvei Daitei is smaller or larger than the shear of the Ma'aseh Achila / Shtia. So namely, in the context of Ma'aseh Achila, where you can have Ma'aseh Achila, where you can have the shear of Yisuvei Daitei of Kikoseves, which also accomplishes the Ma'aseh Achila, so then Beis Shammai, who's a approach number one person who thinks it's all based on Ma'aseh Achila, will adjust his Ma'aseh Achila to a larger shear of Kikoseves Agasa. But when it comes to Shtia, he doesn't have the option of changing the shear of Ma'aseh Shtia, namely Revias, down to the shear of Yisuvei Daitei of Kimlo Lugmav, because then, as the Emek Bracha points out, because if you adjust downwards, then you're losing the Ma'aseh Shtia. You can't adjust, the shear of Ma'aseh Shtia to less than a Revias if you really think that the Koveya is a Ma'aseh Shtia. So again, that's the way you'd understand how the Beis Shammai, although there seems to be a discrepancy between the Shi'urim of Achila and Shtia, really he holds in both scenarios that the Ma'aseh Achila, that the Ma'aseh Achila / Shtia is the Koveya, and he will adjust upwards, if possible, for the Shir of Yisuvei Daitei. Shalom, the question?
This is interesting. Beis Shammai says that Mole Lugmav is Revius because he holds that they both have to be Ma'aseh.
Exactly. You need to have a Ma'aseh Achila / Shtia. Therefore, in short, you're going to go for the bigger, if you have a Shir of Yisuvei Daitei and a Shir if you're shear of Yisuvei Daitei and the shear of Ma'aseh Achila / Ma'aseh Shtia, you have to opt for the larger of the two shearim to be able to account for both.
If Mole Lugmav is really Revius, then why does the commission just say Mole Lugmav?
Say again?
If Mole Lugmav is Revius, why should it be Revius?
No, it's not. They're not the same shear.
What?
They're not the same. I mean, Revius is larger than a Kamala Lugmov.
Yeah, so... But how does Shammai say that Mala Lugmov is...
No, he doesn't hold a Kamala Lugmov. He argues in the Mishnah. He says, really, the shear is Revius, not Kamala Lugmov. Yeah, he's arguing on our Mishnah.
Oh, right, because
he's a Tana, exactly. So just the last thing in this, with this we'll conclude, is in terms of like the normative Shita, or let's say, right, those Shitos who hold that the shear for Shtia is Kamla Lugmav, or even Mali Lugmav, we had like the Meiri, and both of those were clearly Shiurim and Yisuve Daite, so then, right, the comparison between Achila and Shtia is clear, right, because for that Shita, both the shear for Achila and the shear for Shtia is all based on Yisuve Daite. So, right, when it comes to Shtia, the shear in Yisuve Daite is Kimla Lugmav, according to most, and according to the Meiri, is Mila Lugmav. But when it comes to the shear for Achila, the shear, right, when it comes to Achila, the shear of Yisuve Daite is Kikos Eves. Again, so according to that Shita, it's very understandable. You don't really have such a stark contrast between Achila and Shtia, right? They have different shiurim because they're just different levels of Yisuve Daite. And we saw the Gemara and Pei Amud Beis, you know, accounted for the discrepancy in terms of whether the shiur is objective, like you have by Achila, whether the shiur is relative slash subjective when it comes to Shtia. That's, again, the Gemara explained as based on a technical factor of Yisuve Daite. So we'll stop here, and again, tomorrow we'll finish, we'll discuss other issues that come up in the Gemara, which seem to relate to this question of the relationship between Inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah.